Now, then let's move on to the last agenda item. Any other business? Mr. Paul Zimmerman would like to raise the issue of safety at public piers and landing steps, and he has forwarded a piece of news clipping to the Secretariat, which is tabled for members' information. I think the Secretariat has also supplemented and done news clipping in Chinese, so both the English one and Chinese one, provide more details of the case for members' information. Paul, would like to give your view. I hope.
It's a question, actually. We don't have any information here at hand. I noticed that there was somebody who died trying to get off a junk, and he probably might have been really drunk and jumped off the roof or whatever he did. We don't know. There are suggestions in the Chinese media that he actually fell off when nobody knew where he was. But it's not funny. But the I think it raises the issue. I've always been somewhat concerned about the landing steps and the slippery landing steps. I just wonder whether we can have a report from government and the various departments on whether they know whether there have been any incidents in the last 3 years or 5 years, and get us some kind of a report and a feel of, are there reports of incidents, or are we totally safe at these landing steps? Are there no issues? I'd like to see if there are any issues. It's an open question, not for debate today, but just asking for further information.
Yeah, I think, well, of course, you ask whether the relevant government departments keep records and statistics. There may be a possibility. I don't know. That is somehow something between departments, in the cracks between departments. But unless we ask, we never know. At the same time, I think it's actually more constructive, to ask the relevant departments, including Transit Department, CEDD, and Marine Department, to provide further information or to brief members, even in future meetings, on the safety measures at public landing facilities, maybe in the next meeting, actually. Okay. Which will be, apart from a brainstorming session, we can probably schedule the next meeting is probably scheduled in December. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. I think in response to Mr. Zimmerman's question, well, we do not have many of these accidents very often.
Fortunately.
So it is a rare occurrence. We do have some figures. If I remember it correctly, there wasn't even an incident last year. There could be one in 2012. As regarding this incident, it happened on Saturday, and we will be interviewing the coxswain to find out more details tomorrow. Plus, I would think there would be a report to the coroner's court by the police. So we'll know more about this incident, whether it is as reported that the gentleman was under the influence of alcohol or whatever. I think I'll leave it at that, and we'll see what sort of statistics is required, and we'll provide them for the Commission's reference. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I wonder, members have any other business to raise? Christine?
Thank you, Chair. I would like to take this opportunity to update members on the study on barrier-free access on public landing facilities as we are on this subject. Members will recall that an interdepartmental working group was set up to look into barrier-free access at public landing facilities. And after the formation of the working group, they actually visited a couple of marinas in Hong Kong. They then understood that the demand for this type of facility was quite minimal. And indeed, in Hong Kong, there is no vessel with barrier-free installation in Hong Kong right now. And furthermore, we have a co-opter member who is absent today, but Mr. Roger Eastham of the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club actually advised us that there was such a BFA facility at his Shelter Cove clubhouse connecting a landside and floating pontoons. And he has very kindly helped us to offer Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club's assistance that if there is any person who is in need of making use of this sort of facility, they can actually apply to them for use free of charge. In view of this new development and also the demand side of this particular barrier free access, we regard that we can actually take a further look on how many people would make use of such facilities when offered free of charge, and then the consultant study may defer until afterwards that we see there's a real need of such a study. So I'd like just to recap this sort of progress to members. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. If there are no other business, then now, while on one hand we are trying to schedule a closed door brainstorming session to how to move ahead, how to plan Victoria Harbour planning, sometime maybe in October. The next meeting will be sometime in December. And if members have any other wish, would like to raise any other specific water land interface issue and water dependent uses for discussion in the at the next meeting, please contact or raise it to the secretariat. And before I draw this meeting to a close, I would like to announce that Mr. Roger Easton, Virchak Chair, I mentioned earlier in the meeting, as I started the meeting, Mr. Easton, the co-op member from the marine recreation sector, will resign from the task force as he's going to relocate to Australia with his family in November. That means this year. Although Mr. Easton is not able to attend this meeting, we would like to, and I think we all would like to thank him for his contribution to the task force and his valuable sharing from the marine recreation angle, and wish him all the best in his future pursuit in Australia. Now, and then one last issue that I must keep members informed, that members may know that Ms. Venus Choi, our secretary, will be pulled out from her current position in Development Bureau Harbour Unit on 24th of September. That's tomorrow. So this will be her last meeting, and today will be her last day with the Development Bureau. And this is exactly the reason why I do not want to overrun too much. She has been working very hard and often very late in the last 2 years. Last Friday evening, we actually exchanged emails, even up to midnight. So I'm determined to make sure Venus can leave earlier, at least not finishing late today. And so a lot of thanks to Venus for all her contribution and all her hard work and supporting this task force in the last 2 years. And at the same time, I would like to welcome Ms. Ingrid Chandro, who will succeed Venus. I would like to welcome Ingrid to come on board. And in case you do not like to or find it maybe not familiar with Ingrid's surname, Chandro, for those who speak Chinese, you may Ingrid's Chinese family name is Zhu. So, okay, maybe that's easier for everybody. Welcome, Ingrid. Thanks.
Could I just echo that? Good luck, Venus. Welcome on board, Ingrid. Just to remind members, Thursday we launch phase two of the authority, Hong Kong, the Harbourfront Authority engagement exercise. There will be a press conference, there will be a briefing. Looking to you all for support, please. We'll need ambassadors out there. We've got about 25, 30 meetings between now and the end of the year, so a lot to do, a lot of discussion, a lot of stakeholder engagement. So as much support as possible, please. Much appreciated. Paul?
Yeah, this issue about ambassadors, I heard that last time too, but I don't think anybody was ever contacted to be an ambassador other than the core group were asked to participate. So your call for ambassadors was made at the previous rounds, but I don't think we ever were scheduled or advised of any dates or anything specifically. Because I was a member of another organization, I found out about another date and I showed up, but I don't think I was ever advised. So if you want us to be there, you got to engage us to be there, and otherwise,
Yes, we'll certainly let you know all the public meetings for sure. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. And if there are no other business, the next task force meeting apart from the brainstorming, is tentative schedule for the 15th of December. But the Secretariat will confirm meeting details with members nearer the time. And if there are no other issues, I'll call this meeting adjourned. Thank you.